Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We've got an interesting show tonight. I was going to have a guest, but there's so much information to cover right now. There's so much in the news and so much misinformation going on. It's almost getting hilarious watching it. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that, about how when you make your own direct connection with Source, your BS meter gets enhanced and you can see through all this nonsense. And a lot of people are, throwing hate mail out and things because they can't see the big picture. And once they see the big picture, they'll figure it out. But they're actually serving the very people that have been enslaving them for quite some time, because everything's opposite right now. And, it's even a biblical saying that we're living in the time of opposites. So anyway, I want to go a little bit about that. Some of the breaking news right now, I guess, in L.A. County, they have Operation Reclaim and Rebuild, and they just rescued 27 adult and 28 juvenile females in a raid. And I guess they grabbed 36 traffickers, 142 others, and there's a total of 474 criminal arrests statewide. From what I understand, there's up to 2,000 indictments right now. So the big fish are going to start going down, and it's going to get really interesting. But it's just ongoing. Supposedly Trump released the JFK files unredacted, so I haven't seen those yet. I've been waiting for those to come out. I told people he would do that he would actually release the unredacted files, and it is to let people know exactly who the deep state is and what they've been up to in the past. And so there was a coup around the time of Kennedy, and that coup has continued. And we haven't had a president that's really worked in our highest and best good, for quite some time now. They've all had their moments, you might say. We've got the files, from my understanding. Now, what I've always known, even as a kid, I was a small kid at the time, and my dad had hit him very hard, when this happened. And I didn't, I was a little kid. I didn't know what it was about. And I looked up there and I saw Lyndon Johnson come on. And I right away, I go, he did it. I go, that's a bad man. He did it. I knew he did it. And turns out, he did do it, actually. So it was Johnson along with the CIA, and the Bushes were involved in it, George Sr., all of them were up to their eyeballs in this thing. So that's going to come out. And the reason is released because, there's the drain in the swamp is dealing with this deep state and the people that have sold us out for quite some time. So we're in the middle of that. I can already hear it now. People going, you're a Trump lover. It's like, I'm a lover of freedom. I'm a lover of the Bill of Rights. I love the Constitution. I even love more universal law, which the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are more aligned with. And so anybody that's going to bring back the Republic and get rid of the feds, the Federal Reserve System, and, give the power back to the Treasury and get rid of this massive debt, which is all a very bad joke to enslave humanity and get rid of the banksters, I'm all for it. Now, if you want to continue with the status quo, you can still stand behind Hillary. She's still trying to take back the office. It's just like a really bad smell. It just won't go away. No matter what you do, it just will not go away. The poor woman, they have to pick her up out of the van. They have to pick her up and get her on her feet so she can walk a short little distance to another chair. And then they have to set her down, and it's all screen, so you can't see it. So nobody can see what's going on. And she's not long for this world, basically. And, it's called karmic backlash, that she's very, very ill. And for her to even think that she could run anything right now is insanity, which pretty much nails it. I don't want to go any more into that. It's so ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous to think. I still get hate mail from Hillary fans and things like that, but now it's all coming out. This whole thing, Russia, 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 Russia. I'm so tired of hearing this Russia, Russia. Where's the beef? Show us the beef. They've got nothing. They've come up with nothing. They've spent quadrillion dollars, I don't know how much in this investigation, they've got nothing, you know. So let's be realistic, you know, basically where it all ended up is in Hillary's lap, basically, with the Russian, the uranium one. And that's a story too. That goes back to the Bundy Ranch and the other ranchers kicking them out so they could steal the uranium that they already sold to the Russians. And they got, what, $145-150 million for doing that, you know, a direct contribution from the same folks. Of course, she had nothing to do with it. She didn't know about that. I mean, how would you not know that somebody donated $150 million? Come on, you go, oh, I didn't know that happened. How did, no, that must have slipped by me. You know, it's like, give me a break. I mean, it's, they had her lawyer on defending her, and it was hilarious. It was very sad. This guy's sharp. He's trying to, you know, build a case for her, and he never answered any of the questions. He avoided them. And then the thing is they do is they avoid and attack. Avoid the question, attack. Avoid the question, attack. And their attack has no beef. There's no meat in it. Again, they just make stuff up. And it's hilarious watching this because, there's no logic to these people. They have absolutely no logic at all. And they're flat, busted lying. And they just keep lying. And I think it's good that they are on the air so people can see this. But it's getting beyond ridiculous, you know. So anyway, a lot of new information about this Las Vegas shooting is coming up too, where I guess 4chan put out some information, I guess the night before the shooting, and he said avoid any large gatherings in Las Vegas. He also said if you see black vans parked together, you know, three or four black vans parked together, get the hell out of Dodge. He said, get out of that area. Something's going to go down. And so he was fully aware of that. And then they talk about how they're trying to increase, you know, the back scatter things, you know, they want to put metal detectors and all that stuff in every casino. And again, follow the money. You follow the money. You say, who's going to gain from this? And who's got an axe to grind, and you'll find it, you know, just track it back and you'll find out where it's coming. But it seems like all these things are going back to DC. I mean, back to the Democratic Party, and they're going back to Saudi Arabia and other factions. So anyway, that's what the big shakeup in there was about. I want to go through some other things. I'm going to, this last newsletter I wrote, it's kind of interesting, but it's kind of heavy duty. And I wanted to get this out because people need to know about this, about what's happening. And we're going to pull this thing up. Hopefully everything goes well. And computers have funny ways of doing things. Anyway, the title of this one is the shift is hitting the fan, you know, because it is. It's hitting the fan on every level. So this newsletter, I'm just going to cover it. I wish to speak about the transdimensional war and the ascension process for those who are experiencing the symptoms. We spoke about beings up to the 13th dimension, as well as the source itself behind the awakening and healing of humanity in the earth. The side effects of this shift are wreaking havoc on some people. Others think they're losing it, and some are actually losing it. I mean, a lot of people are just going batshit crazy. I can say that because it's an internet show. But anyway, the body, you know, is going to go through all kinds of sensations as it adjusts to the new frequencies. The detox from the old energies has the same effect as many physical detox programs. Some will get sick, tired, dizzy, and lightheaded. Some will feel surges of energy, a real high, and then the side effects as the body adjusts to the new energy. Remember, your body's living in the past, it's playing catch up. It's on a different frequency and it's trying to catch up. So when you're doing these healing affirmations and things like that, if you're saying, you know, I've always been whole and healthy and you know, doing these affirmations, you never affirm a negative, you always affirm the positive. But the thing is, even though you're saying this affirmation, even though you believe it, your body is still catching up. Now, when you increase the frequency, you can have spontaneous healings. And we have that a lot here. We have a lot of those types of healings that happen here. So that's a whole nother story, but we'll get into that later. But many of the experiences, you know, that you'll be experiencing are ringing in the ears, which is often high frequency communication, feeding straight into your subconscious. It's usually for future events. They're giving you a heads up, and it's in your subconscious, and there's information that you'll need to know for a future event. When you hear this energy, just know you're being contacted. It's good to just sit down and hang out with it. Earlier today and yesterday, I actually felt my whole room, the energy shift in my whole room, and it went through an expansion and it got dead silent in there. And I go, wow, this is intense. I'm like in 5D right now. And the energy was just off the scale. And it's almost like your inner ear, you hear a whoosh in your ear, and then all of a sudden it gets really quiet. And sometimes you might be hearing a hum or a high-pitched ring. And that usually means the presence of the star nations or some other higher dimensional being. So we'll go through that. The ring in the ears, high frequency communication. Some will feel buzzing or tingling in their bodies, also a signal from different higher dimensional beings, the star nations, masters, etc. The top of the head, the crown, will feel like you're wearing a beanie. You'll feel all this little tingling, you know, like a little creepy crawlers on your head sometimes, or tingling, or feel like you actually have a beanie on. And that's when the seventh dimensional beings are coming in. And your seventh dimensional chakra is the chakra where it's your God connection. It's where you're hooked into the source, or seventh dimensional God beings, you might say, beings that are way up there, you know, in the vibrational continuum. And so the crown, when we go into your third eye, like right here in your third eye, you'll feel a pressure on your third eye, and you go, wow, what is that? You know, and you go, do I have a tumor? You know, but it's not a tumor, you know, it's your third eye opening up. And this chakra is God seen in all things. That's when you start seeing energies and frequencies and other beings, you know, both high and low. So you have to learn how to heal unseen negative influences. It's a good one to learn about that. But let me go here, the 6D beings. So you got the 5D beings, and your fifth chakra is your throat chakra. And that's supposed to be love expressed. We don't always express love through that chakra. You know, you can still talk about other things, but practice loving detachment. As you know, I'm talking about these major events. Now, I could get caught up in this. I could have an attachment to it. I could get angry and frustrated and everything else. But I'm not, you know, it's like I'm centered in my own energy. And so I can observe these things and talk about these things and still hold a frequency at the same time. So, you know, you don't want to come at this from a victim. You know, you come at it from a victim and you're angry and you're raging and all this stuff. You're really, you know, talk about pollution, you know, talk about, you know, that's worse than just, you know, a nuclear reactor leak on some of these people. And unfortunately, they have microphones and some wearing pink hats. But I'll get them hate mail for that one. But it's very sad, because I've been involved with the Divine Feminine all my life. When I was 5 years old, I died several times. I was in between worlds and I had bronchial pneumonia. And Mary came to me. I'm not Catholic, but Mary's a universal being, and she came to me and pulled me through it. So I have the utmost respect for the Divine Feminine, and I've been communicating with them for quite some time, you know, all the way up to the 13th dimension. And, you know, you won't see these beings on a podium screaming and yelling and, you know, the venom coming out of them. You're never going to see this. It's not happening. It's not going to happen. They exude love and joy and bliss and this incredible nurturing energy. They will say what needs to be said in the moment. They're very powerful that way, but you're not going to see them just coming from a victim role and screaming and yelling. And it's sad, because that diminishes the feminine energy, the power, the feminine power when this happens. And so I would not look up to these people at all in any way. You know, a lot of these people are extremely wounded, and they're extremely angry, And they're trying to project that out on others and get a gathering together so they can heal their own wounded child within. That's just all you're doing is there's no healing there. There's nothing healed there, you know? And so if you need to go do that, you'll realize after a while, you're going to start getting, you're going to get ill. You're going to like losing friends. You know, men are going to take, you know, 10 steps away from you as fast as they can, you know? And so there's, you know, if that's what you want, go for it. But that's actually what you're going to be manifesting. So anyway, when we get into the heart chakra and, you know, the heart chakra is just love expressed. It's just, it's love for all things, everything, everyone. That's when it's being used properly. So now we're going to go into lower chakras and tell you what's going on. So below the heart are the energy centers that involve survival, sex, and power. Your base chakra is your survival chakra. And unfortunately, we are so manipulated through fear and, you know, our survival chakra, you know, the source provides when you allow the love of God, the love of source, goddess, whatever you call it, you survive. You're taken care of when you're aligned with your own unique soul purpose. There's a lot of energy behind that and you're taken care of. And so we need to shift that energy. And this is where the major cleanup is happening. So anyway, you've got politics, you've got Hollywood, the music industry, the banksters, and they're all being hit hard with the new higher consciousness and energy, which is love and joy and bliss, and it's service to others. That's what this energy is all about. Tyranny and the predatory energies are being cleaned up. Many believe your survival depends on money and external source. That's how you've been programmed, that these external sources are going to save you. They're going to make you happy. They're going to bring you joy. They're going to take care of you. All these things, that's all your power is external. It's out there somewhere. The real power is here. It's at your core being. Your soul is where your real power sits, and it sits next to the heart, and that's your connection to the source. Anyway, so it's not the head. The head will, your intellect will take you all over the place and validate anything. You know, if you get into the head, when you drop into the heart, you go, wow, that didn't work. You know, that doesn't work for me. I'm sorry. I'm not feeling the love here. So I'm going to set a boundary and probably get the hell out of the Dodge, you know, but anyway, so to go through these, but this is all being cleaned up right now. So, you know, sex is also often used to ensure survival or to manipulate those with money to provide security. Again, there's a two-way street. You know, a lot of this predator stuff going on, you know, it's a two-way street because a lot of these people come in and they're trying to manipulate the guys with the power and the money, you know, for their survival issues because they don't know who they are. And so they get manipulated. And it's like, who's going to manipulate who, you know, it's, they're both doing it. And this is going to upset a lot of people because, I do believe there are a lot of naive and younger people that come into these programs and you know, they think they're going to be famous. They're programmed by social consciousness. I'm going to make an album. I'm going to be a star. I'm going to do this. And they get in there and they just become, you know, food basically for these predators. And, you know, that's got to come to an end, but we really need to educate the youth and the other people to set, you know, firm boundaries and believe in themselves. And, you know, if they do have something to offer and they are good, we need to support that. You know, if that's their unique soul purpose to do that, we need to get behind them. If they are in the entertainment industry, they shouldn't have to sell their souls to get out their information. So anyway, you know, those who promise fame, fortune, and power usually have an agenda, or there's hooks that come with that. And those with them use their power for sense gratification, sex, control, etc. Power, when used properly, is never used to overpower others. It's used to empower others and support your own unique soul purpose. So that's the true source of power. And I said before, the ultimate power is love, and love serves. You know, love's, you can't outgive the source. You know, it serves. You know, it's not running around taking from people and things and places. It doesn't do that. You know, so when you are connected with the source and you are connected with that higher consciousness and energy, you'll be, you know, working from a whole different perspective. And you will set the boundaries, and you will have the inner sensitivity or the BS meter, whatever you want to call it, to say, no, that doesn't work for me. I'm sorry. I feel your intentions. I feel your energy. And it sucks, you know, so have a nice day, you know, so, you know, feel free to set those boundaries. That's probably why this other stuff has become so prolific, you know, because, you know, we need to teach these basics, even in schools. I'll talk more about that, universal law and things of that nature. So anyway, you know, again, you know, power when it's used properly is never used to overpower others. It's used to empower others and to spark one's own unique purpose. And we talked again about powers often used by predators for sex control and domination, preying on the fear of survival, not realizing they have access to the same energies, believing they need to vamp it off of others. You know, again, you know, it's a sharing thing. When people come together, it should be a sharing thing from your own God self, you know. It's like namaste, you know, the God within me recognizes the God, or in Lakesh, all that stuff. It's the same thing. It's like you're coming, you're not coming to vamp or take from another. You're coming to share, and you're coming together in a sharing. And that's the way it should be. Consensual sharing, not trying to, you know, hook somebody or get from somebody what's already within yourself. You know, you already have that. You don't need to get it that way, you know. But, you know, I can go on, you know, a lot of the aforementioned industries we talked about earlier, they're like feeding frenzies, and very few people in there are sovereign and walking in their power. You know, it's just a big manipulation F-fest, you know. Excuse my language, but that's basically what it is, you know. So anyway, as you can see by current events, these base chakras are misused in a tangled mess. That mess is being untangled, which can and will get ugly. Love empowers, never manipulates. It's not to be confused with need or survival, you know, basically, and that's the problem. You know, people go, I love you, but what they're really saying is, I need you. I need you to fulfill this gap, this emptiness within myself. And it's sad, you know, it has all kinds of conditions that come with it. And especially victims, if you don't, you know, take care of their emotional or financial needs, you know, and be their savior, as soon as you stop, see what happens, you know, you become the victim. You know, it's the wheel, you know, survival, sex, and power, you know, it's like, it's all that stuff, but they have the victim, predator, savior, you know, our victim, persecutor, savior. It's a spinning hamster wheel, and we just keep jumping from one position to the other. And eventually we'd have to step off the wheel and go, whoa, I'm not going to do this anymore. You know, I'm not going to be the same. I have this savior complex. I've been trying to save the world, you know, and now I'm going, wow, you know, the world's going to take care of itself here pretty soon. I mean, Mother Nature's a formidable foe here. And for those who are operating outside of universal law, you know, and so also the higher dimensional beings coming in, that's going to take care of this mess. And, you know, people are going to have to save themselves. And those who want to continue with this old program, this old draconian grid, are going to have some very extreme lessons coming down the pike. But anyway, I'm going to go into the fourth dimension a little bit. Now, the lower fourth dimensional energies feed on this tangled mess. They feed off the fear, the guilt, unworthiness, pain, and suffering. It supports their realm. As the veils get thinner in the awakening healing process, the masks are coming down. People will see who people really are, you know, what they're connected to, their true motives, and who is feeding on them. So as people become more aware and more awake, and as this energy comes up and the veils come down, people are going to wake up to what's going on and see what's happening. That's why there's all this chaos. Chaos is actually good because it's creating change, you know, and there has to be some chaos. It's part of it anyway. So, you know, basically there'll be a lot of shape-shifting revelations during these times. You're going to see people losing their form, other forms projecting over their faces. A lot of the high-definition cameras are starting to pick this up. As the new energy is coming in, as we move out of this third dimension and the fourth dimension, the lower fourth dimension is cleaned up and collapses, these energies are going to be completely exposed for who they are, what they're doing, and what they're all about. So, the third dimension is merging with the fourth dimension. The fourth is being cleaned up, allowing the fifth dimension, Christ or Buddha consciousness, to be the new grid. Now, that consciousness is where man or woman know themselves to be the source and source knows himself to be man or woman. It's the merge of the two. As you move up through the higher dimensions, you lose the identity aspect. You know, it kind of goes away and you become more immersed in the source, you know, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. It's not the bearded God that you've been told, you know, so I'll go into that. So anyway, in this process, it's wise to realize just because you're dead does not mean you're enlightened. And just because you're an ET does not mean you're benevolent. You know, unfortunately, there are a lot of teachers, especially in the UFO community, there are some that are saying that there are no negative entities. There are no negative ETs, you know. And, you know, I don't know what Pollyanna train they got off of, but it's as above, so below. But, you know, there are many dimensions out there. The lower fourth dimension is replete with some pretty weird stuff going on. And I'll cover that. So there's tormented astral beings, those who practice satanic rituals, black magic, sorcerers, negative grace, reptilians, serpent beings, and fallen Anunnaki in the lower astral levels of the fourth dimension. And you know, so here's the answer to the $60 question. Why is there so much inhumanity on Earth? It's because of the non-human influence. So, you know, the inhumanity is done by non-humans. I hate to tell you this, but, you know, we'll go further into that. Luckily, there's masters, saints, and sages, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, ultra-dimensionals, Pleiadians, Orion Council of Light Warriors, Arcturians, Andromedans, and a heavenly host of beings here to assist in this cleanup process. So anyway, you know, as I said before, there are beings out there that don't have a physical body. They do have a mental and emotional body. They can manipulate you through your mental and emotional body, especially when your auric fields are down, you know, due to various reasons. Trauma can do it. Could be even emotional trauma. It could be, you know, a major sickness, a major accident. There's a lot of things that knock your energies down that, especially misuse of drugs and alcohol and things like that, open the doors for these other entities to come in. So, you know, unfortunately, when they see that, or they like to jump in, you know, So, you know, we're going to go further into that. But anyway, it's. I'll go a little deeper into this. But when you have, as I said before, you've got on the highest levels, you have these or they're in the low astral level, let's say. You have, you know, these other unseen negative influences. Below that, you have the puppets. So the puppet masters are unseen. You've got the puppets, which are the banksters and that group. And you've got the... you know, just that whole network, that whole draconian network. And then it goes on down, you know, even the religious institutions, business institutions, all the institutions as you get up to the top, unfortunately, a lot of them are into satanic ritual and things like that. And they've actually sold their souls. They've been taken over. So that's being cleaned up. So how do you protect yourself from unseen negative influences? You align yourself with the unseen positive influences, 5D on up. It's really simple. You know, you focus on the higher consciousness and energy, and that's how you do it. So we have a protective aura, yet often through trauma, sickness, and ignorance, we open to these lower level beings. We also have guardians. We can also call for help. And when doing so, never try to manipulate another that draws in manipulating entities. And I really want to talk about this. You can always pray for the highest and best good of all concerned. Manipulating others is black magic, and black magic has consequences. And if you knew the amount of black magic used in politics, Hollywood, the music industry, and by the banksters, most would be shocked. They all have a direct connection with satanic worship, sacrifice, and the pedophile network. And they call in, become possessed or servants of these lower dimensional entities in the fourth dimension. It's a very alluring proposition, money, fame, notoriety, good life, you know, but at what cost? You can have that all without them. And again, it's because we've been brainwashed that money is happiness and money is power, and we need others to manifest and to create, and we don't, you know, all that love and that joy and that bliss and all that stuff is within you. Even abundance is within you. You can create anything you want to create. Just get rid of your doubt and your fear and your, you know, the fear and guilt and unworthiness that's been heaped upon you by all these other institutions, basically. So now, this is the same message that almost every master teacher has told you since 2,000 years ago and even before that. At the core of each person is a loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting God or goddess, you know. So in making that statement, I kind of hear, that's blasphemy. That's New Age blasphemy, you know. What better prize for the dark arts who want to become dependent? Once you become dependent and give it up, you know, that's what they're after, basically. It's not blasphemy. Even Jesus said that. He said, ye are all gods, children of the Most High, Meister Eckhart. You know, I believe he said, pear seeds become pear trees and nut seeds become nut trees. You know, what do God seeds become? And he was talking about that. It's time to grow up, you know, claim your divinity. You know, the separation game is coming to an end. And these bearded gods, both benevolent and wrathful, go back to the Anunnaki. That's where your image of the bearded god came from. And we'll go further in that later. But it really is time to do some research. There's some really good YouTube videos out there about the Sumerians, and it gives the whole history of that and what really happened in the past. And you'll see it's in the Bible, but the Bible is just bits and pieces of that. You really need to get the whole story. So anyway, we're talking about what better prize for these dark arts to control and dominate you. I mean, what better pet can you have than a god, a forgotten god that doesn't know who they are, you know, basically. So you can, however, sever all contracts, connections, align with the God, creator, great spirit within you, whatever name you want to give it, and do clearings. And this is the way out of this mess. You can clear yourself, your family, your home, your business. And in a group, you can clear the planet. And if you go to the YouTube, ESETI Stargate, there's a beautiful meditation where we actually do the clearing and we take people from the physical all the way through the levels back to your own God self. And then we send that energy back to heal the planet. If you need a format, it's a beautiful format, and it's on the ESETI Stargate. Also, too, this is kind of off track a little bit, but we just filmed a massive mothership landing on the mountain too. So that's at ESETI Stargate as well. That just came out. It's getting mega hits already. So anyway, so you can do this in a group to clear the planet. What a novel idea. It's free and it only takes 30 seconds. You don't have to join anything other than the God within you. The secret is, and it always has been, free, and you don't need the go-betweens. So anyway, the power has always been within you. No organization can do it for you. What better leadership than to teach you to lead yourselves? You know, will you be challenged? Of course you will. All the feeders, the controllers, and those who disempower others will try everything to stop you. That's the nature of the game down here. The closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. You know, the yogis know about that. That's what they teach. They teach you how to heal unseen negative influences. One of the first things that many of them teach and should be taught even before you meditate is how to heal unseen negative influences. And unfortunately, that's not being done. So, the good news is, I love that saying, you know, one on the side of God is the majority. So when you're hooked into that level of consciousness, you are the majority. I'm not speaking of the religious gods, the bearded gods of ancient history. I'm speaking about the God within you, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse, the spark that when ignited becomes the full flame. And all you have to do is ignore the controllers, the feeders, those who use fear, guilt, unworthiness, and external images to enslave you. The temple is within. Sounds familiar? You know, so. So anyway, that's what it's all about, basically, is that we have been so programmed on every level in social consciousness. There's consciousness, there's religious programming, starts, you know, it starts in school, you know, the competition stuff, everything, you know, it's all, it's a mess, you know, and we need to try something different. Obviously, it doesn't work. So my question to you is, why don't we have universal peace, you know? So the religions have been a total fail on bringing about universal peace. Politicians, have they brought about universal peace? Another total fail, you know. How about the business institutions? You know, they're about as far from that as you can get, especially when you talk about the war industry, and then you're, you know, what the heck does that have to do with? That's a whole other venue. But you know, you really look at it, you know, as I said before, you go back to you know, the two questions, you know, are you operating under universal law, which is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody? It's unity consciousness. And are you creating heaven on earth? It's really simple. And that's the message. You know, we need to get that out to everybody. Post it on your refrigerator. You know, it's really simple. Wake up in the morning. Are you creating heaven on earth? Are you fostering in, you know, universal law? Are you ushering that in? What are you doing? You know, it's not that complicated, because if you don't align with those energies, we aren't going to be hanging out much longer. That's just the way it is. Look, I'm not threatening you. I'm not trying to create fear. It's all about energy. Now, the highest conscious energy are unconditional love and joy and bliss and service. That's what the source is all about. And we need to rise to the occasion. We need to focus on those energies. One of the lamas I studied with, he said, there's so few enlightened beings because it's so damn simple. You go out in nature and focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. You know, you let the mind run, let it run and run, it'll run out of gas. You know, you follow the breath, or you stay in the heart, bring it back to love and joy and bliss. Bam, you know, keep doing it until your mind runs out of gas. All of a sudden you're there. And nothing matters, you know. You start laughing at everything because you see what a joke it is, you know. It's kind of, it sounds bad. It sounds like, oh, what do you call it? Not compassionate or whatever. But you know, somebody will sit there and be telling them their story, and they're just whining and this and that and all these things, you know. You know, this guy did this to me, and this girl did that, and this. And I can't live without him, you know, and all these things. And I'm sitting there looking at him. And then a lot of times they just start laughing, and then they start laughing too, and they go, "What's so funny?" And I said, "You're a God being, you know. You know what? This isn't you. None of this is you. This is a really bad joke you're playing on yourself. And the real you is this loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting God or goddess. That's what you really are. When you connect with that, none of this stuff matters. I know it's important to you right now, but later on, you know, it's going to be a blip in your memory, you know, basically. So we need to get back to that program. And I want to do the clearing, and just to show you how simple this clearing is. And so this clearing is a universal clearing. I'm going to use like maybe Jesus and Buddha for the Western side of things, or to do this clearing. But it's a very, very simple clearing, and you can see it at the website. If you go to eseti.org, the Healing Negative Influences is there. It's free. It's in all of my books. It's in Reunion with Source, Becoming God, The Ultimate Soul Journey, even Anunnaki Return. Those healings are in there, and they'll cover all this information that I'm telling you more in depth as well, and teach you how to do planetary healing as well as heal yourself and clear up others. And if you want to participate with me, those of you there, hopefully you're sitting down or laying on a sofa or wherever you are, just kind of sit down and tune in for a second. And so what we're going to do is we're going to welcome all entities in love and light, and we're going to speak to them from the Lord God of our being. And we're going to tell them all they're healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. They're filled and surrounded in the Christ light and the Christ love, or the Buddha light and the Buddha love, the Mary light, the Kuan Yin love, and just see them totally filled and surrounded with this light. And we ask the beautiful many to escort them to their perfect place. Go in peace. It's really that simple. And that's all you have to do. And I even have this on the back of my business cards when I pass them out. But it's very, very important. You know, you just welcome them in love and light, tell them they're healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened, they're filled and surrounded with the Christ light and the Christ love, and ask the beautiful many to take them to their perfect place, and do it till you feel clear. It works. I've gone into the most heinous haunted houses where TVs were flying, knives were flying, everything. Walked in there, did the clearing, done. It was over with, you know. It actually pissed the people off because they had a contract to do a movie, you know, and the entities were gone, you know. So I've done this many times, and it's very easy. And again, as I said before, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. This works on both of them, on clearing them out. You can go more in depth in this. My books talk about more of that when you get into the really nasty ones, but this works for all of them. At least it pushes them out of your space. You know, so it's really good to do. And right now, because the veils are becoming thinner, the fourth dimension is bleeding into this dimension. So we really need to stay on top of this and keep our energies clear. And don't play around with this black magic. I don't care if you think you're the extreme goddess sorcerer, you can dominate anything. You're still coming from fear. You know, you're still coming from a position of lack and fear and things like that. And so whenever you try to control or dominate another, you are attracting, controlling, dominating, manipulating spirits. Those are the kind of energies that you're attracting. You don't want to go in that direction. Trust me, you will not get out of it, most people. There's a price to pay for that. So you can get out of it, but again, you have to break all contracts, all connections, sever all psychic bonds, and really do other work, you know, start cleaning up your consciousness and the energy, you know, make sure you cut all cords and ties with these energies. But, you know, there is no gain. It's only short term. And that's what's happening to all of these people that are doing the satanic rituals, you know, the sacrifices, the pedophile stuff and everything else. They're feeding off these other energies, other people's energies. That's coming to an end. And they're losing their food because people are waking up and they're figuring out who they are, what they're doing, what they've been up to, and they're setting boundaries, and these people are going to pay the price. That's where it's going. That's why you've got 2,000 indictments right now. Mary said that, you know, Kuan Yin, the other feminine being, said that we are going to take care of this. They love children, and they protect the children. And so they said that the pedophile network is going to take down everything, the whole deep state, this whole global cabal is going to be taken down through the pedophile network. And so it's like divine feminine is back, and it's got a bat, you might say. It's like it's done. You know, it's done. There's no more forgiveness, compassion. There's forgiveness, there's always forgiveness, but tolerance, you might say, is at an all-time low for this nonsense. It's not going to be able to function anymore down here. So there's a lot of symptoms. A lot of times, even doing this clearing I just did now, I'm getting blowback. You know, there's entities going, damn it, you know, you let the cat out of the bag, you know, it's like, and, you know, there's possessing type entities, there's sorcery energy, these other energies are coming back. You know, one time this stuff used to hit me really hard. Now I just kind of go, go away, kid, you bother me, you know, but it took years to get to where I am. Luckily, it's very easy to get there now. We don't have to do all the years and years of practice to get there anymore. It's available to everybody. So just right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm clearing these entities. They're being cleared out. They just left. I was feeling a little stab right here. They try to stab. You get this little heart pain. They try to stab you in the heart. They do all these little games. But anyway, don't go into fear when you see these things. Just laugh at it. Just don't drop into their realm, because they live in that fear, guilt, unworthiness realm. That's where they like to play. That's where they want to pull you into. And they'll create all kinds of trauma in your life through friends and family and everything. They'll jump in and create all kinds of trauma to knock your energies down. Just don't go there. You know, pull your energies back, become centered in your own whatever, God, great spirit, creator, connection, whatever name you want to give it. And work from there. Just remember, you can always pull your energies back and set a boundary. And that's what we're going to have to do in the days to come. But again, it's going to get, you know, it's going to get a little crazy as the energy keeps increasing, and you know, it's just the way it is right now. It's what's happening on the planet. We've only got, unfortunately, we only have about 8 minutes that we can do calls. I want to open the lineup for calls in case somebody wants to do a quick call. We've got, let me give you the number there. It's 888-627-6008 if you want to call in and share some of your experiences. Again, the higher dimensional beings are coming in right now, the source itself, and what I've experienced is 13th dimensional beings on down are present in the earth. The earth herself is awakening. She's merged with the Pleiadian era. That consciousness has merged with the earth. And this actually was set up and terraformed by the Pleiadians. The ancient Lyrians were the first terraformers. The second phase were the Pleiadians that created Atlantis and Lemuria. And as you know, that Lemuria got kind of hit pretty hard by the Atlanteans because they got infiltrated by darker souls, by negative entities. And they were going into technology and power over others and trying to control and dominate, manipulate through technology. And look where that took them. I guess what? We're back there today. The same people are trying to control, dominate, and manipulate through technology. The Atlanteans are back. The Lemurians are saying, hey, wait a second. We're here to serve those less fortunate. We're here to lift the planet to rising consciousness. We see the creator in all creation, and we don't worship science, you know. And so we're at that same epoch. Luckily, this time around, the Lemurians are going to be on top, you know. So they're supported by this higher consciousness and energy coming in. They're aligned with the universal law, you might say. So again, not all Atlanteans were bad. A lot of them saw the writing on the wall. They saw where things were going and tried to stop it, you know, but unfortunately they allowed it to get too far out of hand. And that's what we're dealing with today. It looks like, I don't know if we're getting any feedback from the studio as far as callers. I'm not seeing anything, but again, we've only got just a few minutes, about 6 minutes left anyway. So I hope this helps. You know, again, you know, go to the East SETI Stargate if you want to see the massive landing of a ship that landed on Mount Adams. The contact here is just off the scale. The latest information they've been giving us is the Pleiadians, because they have more genetic stock in the planet than any other race, and because of their terraforming in the past, that they're are the ones that have basically been given the scepter by the councils, by the other higher councils, have all agreed that the Pleiadians will have control over this major awakening healing process. Luckily, they have control, because there's some other beings out there. If they had control, this hammer would come down so hard and fast that we, you know, there's beings out there that just want to see a pole shift and start over, and they see this as a failed experiment. The Pleiadians have gone through their failed experiments, and they've gained the wisdom from them, and so they're a lot more forgiving and compassionate. And most of them are just extremely loving and joyous and blissful. They have a hard time being here. It looks like we've got Olga on line one. Olga, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Great to be here. Thank you.
What do you have to share?
I'm calling from Minnesota, in a rural town. I'm originally from Kyrgyzstan, and I've been traveling quite a bit too, and I could see the energy shifting around the world, and I wanted to share about New Earth. Feeling of the new earth, and I feel it's already here. We just need to change our frequency and start to live from the heart, as you said. And when I started to watch your video about ECT Ranch, I never been there, and I started have amazing experiences even through the videos. I couldn't believe it. I had a good connection, great connection with my star family, even through your videos when you were showing your ranch and talking about your area and showing the videos, it was incredible. I just want to say that it seems everything is getting easier and better now, and I can find solutions so much easier to the problems. And everything's getting into a very positive way. And yeah, I just can't wait to come and visit your ECT ranch, really.
Great. Yeah. You know, the grid, the old draconian grid, is actually shredded. It's torn down. And the fifth dimensional is coming in, the fifth dimensional grid, and it's cleaning up all the lower levels of the 4D grid. So that's that feeling that a lot of us that are aligned with the 5D grid on up are feeling now. It's getting easier and easier. We're feeling it's here, and now we're just in the cleanup. And, you know, we can't drop our guard yet, but we're really close to where we can relax, because you can't stop this. It's just too big. You know,
it's just amazing that 2 years ago I started just to see the images through my heart. I could see images through my heart, and the images of the new earth and the bright colors and lots of sunlight, and the sun is white, and I start to have amazing connection to a sun. It's a life, pure being. It's pure love. It's pure source of energy, of joy, and it's a live being. When it just hit me, it was amazing, and I could see how the light is so white right now. It's amazing, and the color is so bright right now. I can't believe that other people don't notice it, and just amazing. Yeah,
it definitely has changed. Hey, well, thanks a lot for sharing, and thanks for staying tuned in, and hopefully we'll catch you up here after the spring.
Awesome. Thank you, James. So great talking to you.
All right. We've got Virginia on line 3. Let's see if we can get Virginia on the air. Hello, Virginia. Oh, we dropped Virginia. Looks like we've got Aaron on line 2. Let's see if we can bring Aaron in.
Hi, James.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thanks for all your information that you've provided to us through your show. I just saw your video you posted about 6 hours ago about a mothership on the base of the mountain. When did that footage take place?
I think it was last weekend when that happened.
Awesome. And that's bright.
Yeah, I mean, that's 13 miles away. People are going, oh, those are campers. First of all, there's no roads up there. You can't even take a vehicle up there because it's wilderness area. And there's no roads up there. The snowmobiles, you can't even see them when they're up there. And we've taken 7 million candle power lights up there and flashed them back at the ranch, and we couldn't even see them. So those lights are so bright, and the size of them, you know, considering it's 13 miles away, that's covering at least a quarter mile, maybe even a half mile of area of intense bright light. And you know, it just definitely doesn't seem like it's anything from here.
And it seemed like your laser pointer would create a response once in a while.
Yeah, it did. As soon as he hit it with a laser, it got huge and responded right back to us. So that was interesting.
That's so cool.
And, you know, they're flying at treetop level now. We have them even below treetop level, massive light ships coming in. And you can't say these are meteors and satellites or space stations or things like that, not when they're flying below treetop level.
I just heard Winston Shrout talk about a book called Alien Interview by an Army nurse in the 1940s.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was hoping that maybe you'd read it, but it's on the Goldfish Report from today. Louisa and him just one-on-one it with each other. And they talk about the Himalayas being hollowed out and projected holograms so the ships can fly in and out. And when I was there at your ranch in July, we saw that meteorite take a right turn and fly into the mountain. So I was just wondering if Mount Adams was also hollow.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's not only hollow there, underneath us, there's a massive cavern, and the people doing the ground penetrating radar know about it. It's a massive cavern underneath us and underneath the mountain, and they do, there's a door that opens. There's actually three doors on the mountain. They close one down, but the ships are going in and out. We actually have footage of them coming in and out of the mountain. And the GoPro people went up there also, and they got some really good footage of some ships. And it blew their mind. It kind of turned their reality upside down a little bit, because they went on there for an expedition, you know, to see if they could get some UFOs. And when they did, it freaked them out, you know.
Are you going to set up a permanent camera pointing to the mountain, or is that not in the budget yet?
Soon. It may be this spring. We've had a couple offers, but the problem is the people that offered had some alphabet numbers attached to them, and we had to decline, you know.
Thanks for taking my call, and good luck to you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Unfortunately, it looks like we've got Bill. I don't think we can squeeze you in, Bill. Unfortunately, we're hitting the end of the hour, but be sure and call back next week. There's so much happening. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We couldn't cover everything, but, you know, just remember right now we're in a world of opposites, and the things that we thought, you know, are usually the opposite, that, you know, everything's being turned upside down. So, you know, don't believe the fake news. Don't believe all the other stuff you're hearing out there. Just anything coming out of CNN, just reverse it, and you're going to have the truth, basically. But a lot of these major, but they're starting to come around too, because they have to, because the truth is coming out, and they have to now. So anyway, we're going to go through some intense changes. There's going to be a lot of chaos in this thing. And when you're on the right side of the fence and you're working through universal law and coming from the heart, and that's the direction you're going in, you're going to be empowered, you know. And if you're on the other side of the fence, and you're going to be taking the downward spiral, and all both are going to be amplified in the days to come. So just make sure you're on the right side of the fence, that you're focused on universal law, you know, universal peace, brothers, sisters, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everyone. And, you know, let's create heaven on earth. That's the program if you want to stay. Anyway, have a great night. It's James Gilliland with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Stay in the heart. Hi.